Northern California sheriff said Sunday that two more people have died from wildfires, bringing the state's total death toll to 24. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hanea said seven people remain missing. The National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for the area through tonight. Authorities say up to seven people were hospitalized after possible fentanyl exposure on the Golden Gate Bridge. The California Highway Patrol says the victims were exposed to a chemical substance believed to be fentanyl while attempting to aid the driver of a car who stopped on the bridge Sunday. The investigation is ongoing. A man died following a struggle with sheriff's deputies who were called because he refused to be taken to a hospital. El Dorado County deputies say 49-year-old Odie Prettyman died at Marshall Medical Center Saturday. The cause of his death is under investigation by the sheriff's coroner unit. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Several fires continue to impact our region with smoke. The Red Salmon Complex, August Complex, Slater Fire, Elkhorn Hopkins Fire, and Oak Fire. As a result, there are unhealthy air conditions in Orleans, mostly hazardous conditions likely today. The same in Witchpack, very unhealthy conditions in Hoopa, Willow Creek, very unhealthy conditions likely. Also Garberville and Redway and nearby communities, unhealthy to periods of very unhealthy conditions. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.